You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, Brian, so two names that we're talking about in the general area of 24 that we think makes sense for the Cowboys are Jackson Powers-Johnson, the center at Oregon, Graham Barton, the center at Duke, who's played left tackle the last several years, but played some center the last five games of Duke's season in 2020. When you look at the tackle position, because I would assume tackle would be guard doesn't feel like as much of a thing that they would look at Troy Washington as a guard. Maybe they would look at Fuaga. I don't know how they would view different guys. Latham, maybe they would say, oh, that's a guard, and if they slide down to us, that's it. But in general, if it's not one of those two centers, who are some of the other names you think that we should say, hey, these might be in the area of 24, and we probably need to keep an eye on the Cowboy connection there? You've already mentioned one, Kingsley Suamataia, yeah, from BYU. They, you know, he's somebody who has been connected to the Cowboys, and you know, I think has a very high ceiling. But I mean, he's what we're looking at probably tackle there. I don't look at him as a guard at the next level personally. So if you're drafting Suamataia, that's the idea that he's going to be your left tackle of
the
future.
He's your tackle, yeah, in my opinion.
Do you think that's a legitimate name at 24, or do you think that's a trade back option for them?
I think it's if under the scenario that you gave me earlier, where Powers-Johnson was gone, Barton was gone, if it came down to Frazier or the BYU tackle,
Suamataia, yep,
I think I would take Frazier. And the way my I'm starting to stack my board, Bobby, and I've gotten through the first two rounds of my board. And the way I look at it, I have Frazier at 34 and Suamataia at 42. So I have 30. I have Frazier 34 and the BYU tackle at 42.
So I'm a big, and we've talked about it a ton, I'm a big Kingsley Suamataia fan. He's player 18. And I think I'm higher on him than the Cowboys are, or anybody like
that. And you know what? That's great. That you know, I see what you're doing there. And you know what? I don't think anybody, I think if you went around the league and says, give me your top 10 tackles, I don't know if any team has the same 10 guys at tackle.
Right.
I think it's almost like a position like quarterback. It's almost like a position. I think at wide receiver, you could probably have a similar group. Tackle and quarterback and probably these cornerbacks would be different, a different list of guys.
Let me ask you here. I'm just going to throw out a name. You tell me if you think that it's reasonable.
By the way,
that
if I would be, if it's the surprise player for me, if it wasn't one of the, if it wasn't an offensive player, I think Cooper's in the mix there. I think Cooper's in the mix.
Interesting. As a trade back or as a pick at 24?
I think if they got completely wiped out, him, maybe Murphy might be.
Byron Murphy at Texas.
Texas. I think those might be two guys. If they were hunting defense, those are the two names I think I would keep an eye on.
Let me name just offensive line prospects at you real quick. You tell me if you think there's a realistic chance, not a Hail Mary, but a realistic chance they get to 24. Joe Alt, no.
No.
Fuaga, Talese Fuaga.
Man, they're playing it like it's going to be that way.
You think that he will get to 24?
No, I don't. I don't, but they're...
Not realistic.
Yeah, they're treating him
possible,
like...
Possible, not realistic.
Yeah, they're treating him like, you know, by... a 30 visit, by a visit at the combine, they're treating him, Fuaga, like he is going to potentially be there for them at 24. I've always thought that was a trade-up guy for me.
What about Fatanu? Troy Fatanu from Washington. Do you think it's realistic that he gets to you at 24?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think there's a possibility, yes.
Okay, that sounds like a better possibility than at least Fuaga for you.
Yes.
Latham. I don't think Latham gets to 24.
No, I don't think he does either.
Olufashinu, I know that there's been some, his stock's fallen a little publicly, but I still don't think that's...
I don't think he gets to you, yes.
So, I mean, we're realistically, Brian, at this point, looking at the names that could be there. Mims, Guyton, you think those are realistic?
Realistic, yes.
So, are there names that need to be kind of coalescing around outside of the center names? If you get wiped on the centers, are the names we need to be looking at Troy Fatanu at Washington, Kingsley Suamataia, Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton?
Yes, all those.
Now,
names.
How much of a projection is there? Are any of those guys, any of those four to you, guys that can play guard?
Well, they think that Fatanu can.
I think Fatanu can play guard. That's where I have him primarily.
Yes. I think that's kind of where I would draw the line. If you know, but you didn't mention Morgan. They probably think Morgan could play the Arizona tackle.
I do. I just don't think I don't think they would pick Morgan in the first round.
I don't think they would either. From all the intel we're starting to get on that.
And I think that when you look at, okay, so let's say Fatanu can play inside at guard.
Right.
And the other names that we're talking about here, Suamataia, Mims, Guyton. Mims and Guyton, you're talking about having them flip sides in all likelihood. These are guys who played right, who you're now going to ask to play left. So the only you know, you the projections that you're talking about here is that if you're taking Guyton and Mims, you're asking them to flip sides. Fatanu, do you think the Cowboys would play him at guard and Tyler Smith at tackle, or do you think they'd play Fatanu at tackle and Tyler Smith at guard?
I think they'd play Fatanu at tackle.
And so Fatanu at tackle, and then Suamata'i at tackle. So let's look at like the breakdown of what they're looking at. Do you think that that would give any weight to them when they're trying to make a decision? Let's say all four of those guys get to them for some reason. If they've got them all kind of jumbled up close together, do you think Suamata'i and Fatanu get an edge over the other guys because you're not asking them tackle? To flip, or because you're not even asking them to flip sides? Whereas right. like Guyton and Mims, it's like, I'm asking them to do something on the other side of the formation yeah. that they didn't do at college. Is that something that you think they even, that resonates with them?
I think it would resonate. Sure. Sure. I don't think that.
I think that it's interesting because Guyton and Mims are probably, look, I mean, I know we've talked about how scary Mims is in a way because he's, you know, a guy who has such little tape out there from his time at Georgia. But I think most people feel like Mims and Guyton are further along as players than Suamata'i is, for instance.
Sure.
But there is a little bit of a reliability of, like, Suamata'i can play left. We know he can do it. Fatanu can play left. I think Fatanu, to me, is easily the best of those four.
Yeah.
That's the guy that I'm really high on, and I'd love to have him here. The only problem then is just it doesn't totally answer your center question unless you're comfortable with Hoffman playing there or you're comfortable with Bass and some of the work that you've done with him to cross-train him. If you say, well, we think Bass can play center, which do you think is more likely? If they were to take somebody like Fatanu, do you think it's more likely they would just roll with Hoffman at that point, or they would say, look, we think Bass is a more pro-ready player, so we're just going to try to have him work at center where we've been getting him some work already?
I think they would try and work him at center, but I still would consider drafting one of these guys. I feel like that the Penn State center,
Norzad,
Limmer from Arkansas. There's some quality centers in this draft. I don't know if cross training a guy would be the best fit there. I would like to have a guy. That's one of the things why I was high on Frazier over Barton at a certain time, because I'd never seen Barton play center before. You know,
yeah.
Which I think he could absolutely do. But that's to me, give me the opportunity to draft one of these centers. And if the others turn into depth pieces, Hoffman, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that more so than if, because I know on my board, I've seen guys that can play center and play it at a very high level.
Now you, I feel like, Brian, would you say that you think their pick comes down to one of these six names we've talked about then? Graham Barton, Jackson Powers Johnson, Troy Fatanu, Kingsley Suamata'i, Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton. That's the collection of players you feel like it's likely to come out of. So outside of that group, if we're talking about a trade back or maybe a way that they could surprise us, then the other direction you would go there, you mentioned Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker at Texas A&M, Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle at Texas. Is there anybody else you think we need to have our eyes on, an edge rusher, a corner that you think, hey, if that guy slides, or hey, maybe they like him a little bit more, or look, maybe they view center as such a position of need. Maybe they do say, Zach Frazier, we're going to take you late first round. Are there any other guys that stand out to you as just names we should have rattling around as safety nets?
I wonder how the health of Latu from UCLA is going to play.
Yeah.
I wonder. I wonder if it is too much this is a top 10 player that, all of a sudden, we're looking at it 24 because of medical.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, but I think if they're going to take a defensive player, I think, like I mentioned earlier, I think it's Murphy, Texas, 3 technique, or it's the linebacker Cooper from Texas A&M. I think those are the only two defensive players I think they would take.
That aren't
offensive line type guy. I think we're really, really focused on this offensive line at 24. But if there was a surprise pick, I could see one of those two guys being the pick.
So those are the names, some of the names that we were kicking around right now that we think are the most in contention at the moment. And as we get closer to the draft, we'll sit here, we'll run through a mock draft exercise and kind of go through all seven rounds, kind of take a look at things. We'll do one. I'll tell you what, we'll do one with no trades, and then we'll do one with trades as an option. And gotcha. Then we'll get you ready, but it'll be good. Brian is, this is the time of year Brian starts stressing guys, 'cause he falls in love with guys that, like, then it's, they never end up in the building. And he sits there and he, head in hands when he watches guys he likes slide a little and they get snatched up or they get, he loves this man. And he's already,
I made a career doing that. Like, I always talk about the pin throw.
Yeah.
There's some pin throws in my day. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I could absolutely see that. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast, the Love of the Stars and Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.